Good morning for WBAI News in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Monday, September 21st, 2015. Pope Francis rode through the Plaza de la Revolución in Havana Sunday, kissing babies and shaking hands with the people of Cuba from his Pope Mobile. He celebrated Mass under the gaze of a huge image of Che Guevara. He made remarks about the Colombia peace talks underway in Havana. He urged reconciliation between the rebels and the government.
Por favor, no tenemos derecho a permitirnos otro fracaso más en este camino de paz y reconciliación.
At the end of the Mass, he said, "We do not have the right to allow ourselves yet another failure on this path of peace and reconciliation." Then he met with Fidel Castro yesterday. The Vatican spokesperson said Francis and Fidel exchanged gifts of books during their half-hour meeting at the former Cuban leader's home. Francis gave Castro a volume written by a Jesuit who taught him at the Catholic school he attended as a child. Castro gave the Pope a collection of his own conversations about religion with a Brazilian cleric. They discussed Francis's recent encyclical on the environment and the global economic system. While most Cubans are nominally Catholic, fewer than 10% practice their faith, and Cuba is the least Catholic country in Latin America, although those in attendance seem familiar with the Mass. Francis travels to the U.S. on Tuesday for a 6-day visit. First, he'll go to Washington, then to New York, and on to Philadelphia. On Saturday, activists disrupted the New Hampshire Democratic Party convention. They held up orange and yellow signs which read, "We want more debates."
Come on, folks. We are all on the same side.
Activists drowned out DNC chairperson Debbie Wasserman Schultz's speech several times. The DNC has sanctioned 6 debates, but supporters of Martin O'Malley and Bernie Sanders are demanding more. They say the limited number of events is an effort to coronate a nominee. Frontrunner Hillary Rodham Clinton's campaign has said she's open to more debates, but has not called for more. In other campaign news, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump defended his decision not to correct a questioner at a recent town hall event who erroneously stated that President Barack Obama is a Muslim. And Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson said Islam is antithetical to the Constitution. He said he doesn't believe a Muslim should be elected president. Carson, a devout Christian, says a president's faith should matter to voters if it runs counter to the values and principles of America. Bernie Sanders, about Ben Carson's comments, expressed disappointment. He said, "It took us too long to overcome the prejudice against electing a Catholic or an African-American president. People should be elected to office based on their ideas, not their religion or the color of their skin." Meanwhile, in New York City over the weekend, Professor Noam Chomsky, widely regarded as the foremost critic of U.S. foreign policy in the world, graced the stage at the New School. He spoke about American exceptionalism, which drives foreign policy, and then he took questions from the audience. One person asked, "What do you think of the antics of Donald Trump?"
"I think we should recognize that the other candidates are not that different. I mean, if you take a look at..."
Chomsky said the Republican Party is a radical insurgency. It's not a political party.
"By now, I suspect the majority of the base of the Republican Party is evangelical Christians, extremists. Not, you know, they're a mixture, but these are the extremist ones, nativists who are afraid that, you know, they are taking our white Anglo-Saxon country away from us, people who have to have guns when they go into Starbucks, because who knows, they might be killed by an Islamic terrorist and so on. I mean, all of that is part of the country, and it goes back to colonial days. There are real roots to it. But these have not been an organized political force in the past. They are now. That's the base of the Republican Party. And you see it in the primaries. So yeah, Trump is maybe comic relief, but it's just a... You know, it's not that different from the mainstream, which I think is more important."
And here was Chomsky's final question.
"What is intelligence?" Well, it's something that's lacking in certain places. Let's put it like that. Thanks.
Chomsky spoke at the New School Saturday night. The lecture, Noam Chomsky on Power and Ideology, was presented by Haymarket Books and the Schools of Public Engagement at the New School. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.